Do dolphins speak in different dialects? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Rogers, professor of biology at Winthrop University, examines river dolphins in Peru to answer this question.
My students and I study the behavior and vocalizations of Amazon river dolphins, especially mother-calf pairs in the Tawayo River in northeastern Peru. They're also known as pink dolphins because adults, especially males, have pink skin. The adults live in the Amazon and other large, fast-moving, noisy South American rivers that are dangerous for the young. So females go into smaller, quieter streams from March through June to have their calves at the end of the rainy season. Those annual rains swell the streams, which then overflow their channels, flooding the surrounding forest. Mothers use the quieter but complex flooded forest structure to teach their young how to be dolphins, including helping them learn to use sonar to find prey and to avoid objects while they navigate the muddy, murky water. The slowly flowing water also means the babies don't have to expend as much energy fighting currents, so they can grow faster, first on their mother's rich milk, and later on fish. This past summer, my graduate student Grace Olson and I returned to Peru to record low-frequency sounds, tones in the normal human hearing range, from mothers and calves. They're the sorts of vocalizations some other dolphin species use to communicate between individuals. We want to determine whether Amazon dolphins have vocal dialects across their large range, so we're comparing our Peruvian population sounds with some that Grace recorded 1,000 kilometers away in Brazil. Many bird species have distinctive regional dialects in their calls, and we know that human languages change with geography, as between American and British English. In fact, it would be remarkable not to find geographically based differences in an animal as dependent on sound to negotiate all aspects of its environment. If the dolphins have distinct dialects, it tells us there is likely little or no genetic exchange between the populations, and that could eventually result in the formation of new species. So, we could be listening to speciation in progress.
That was William Rogers of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.